There's still quite a bit people don't know about what happens when the brain starts to deteriorate. And that can be frustrating for someone who works with people with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Nashville gerontologist Beverly Patnack talked to WPLN's Emily Siner about this in our live series, Movers and Thinkers.
There's this landmark study that's followed nearly 700 aging nuns for over 3 decades.
Called the Nun Study?
Beverly Patnack finds this research fascinating because she works at Abe's Garden in Nashville with patients who have Alzheimer's. And what the study found, she says,
some of the nuns who had symptoms of dementia, their brain showed none of the kind of tangles and plaques that we all assume are there. Yet some of the people who had no symptoms of dementia, their brains were full of it. We know like this much about how the brain works in terms of its deterioration.
It's also not clear once people get this disease, how it changes the way they interact with the world. For some patients Beverly works with, it affects their vision. In others, their personalities change. What are some of the things that you've seen with patients that you've worked with where, like, what is going wrong does not make sense?
Where we get our ability to verbalize is a different part of our brain where we are able to sing. So with people who can't verbalize things, if you sing the question to them, they may be able to sing it back.
And that points to something bigger, Beverly says.
Just because you have dementia does not mean you can't learn anymore, that you can't be a loving social person. For example, we have an early stage Alzheimer's group, and they're learning Spanish. They're learning Tai Chi. They are learning how to do photography, and they're going to have an exhibit. You know, it's not that you stop living when you get that diagnosis.
We may not understand why or how these physical limitations arise, but Beverly says if you focus on the things people with dementia can't do, you miss everything they still can. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
That was an excerpt from our show, Movers and Thinkers. Listen to the full episode, Thinking About the Brain, at WPLN.org/movers or any podcasting app.